Hi there, and welcome to today's video about how to raise baby chicks. My name is Matt Van Eidert, and I will be here with you every day for the next 16 weeks, showing you how I raise baby chicks from day old into their healthy layers. I'm also the founder of the website Pampered Chicken Mama, and we have a line of layer feeds and herbal treats for backyard chickens and Chick Starter, which is the inspiration for this video series. So I thought a really great question to talk about today is at what age can you tell if a chick is a rooster or a hen? We talked in a different video about how to tell, like, the physical characteristics that can show you whether your chicken is a rooster or a hen, but we didn't actually talk about what age exactly you can start telling if a chicken is a rooster. And it's a question that I get pretty frequently. So I thought that this would be a really great opportunity to answer that question. Now, in my opinion, and there's going to be different opinions on this, and there's always going to be chickens that are kind of androgynous that make it very difficult to tell. And a lot of the emails I get are, you know, is this a chicken or a rooster? And it can be pretty hard to tell at certain ages. But there are certain things that you can look for pretty early on, even as early as, you know, 3 days old. So we talked in another video about feather sexing, and that is when the pullets, the young female chicken, her feathers grow faster than the male chickens. But there's other things you can look for. For example, around day three, the baby chicks have sort of oriented themselves into the world. They're a little more confident than they were the previous 2 days. And you can start telling a little bit by behavior. So you might notice some chicks will fight more than others, and fight being like, you know, rush onto other chicks and kind of flap their wings a little bit. Nothing overly dramatic. But you might notice that some will do that. Also, I've noticed, and this is just my opinion based on having raised thousands of chicks at this point, younger roosters are more likely to look you in the eye than younger pullets. And I think that that's a little bit of an evolutionary thing. Like, roosters have evolved to protect their flocks, and so they're evolved to be a little more aggressive and a little bit more wary of their surroundings. And that's not to say that hens aren't, but I've just noticed with roosters, the chicks that develop into roosters, they tend to look me more in the eye at a younger age than the pullets do. Again, this is not a universal thing, but around day three, I kind of start to look for that. So another thing you can look for is how quickly the comb is developing, and this will be largely based on breed. For example, chicks with, like, the rose comb, their comb will not develop as quickly as ones with a straight comb, like a single comb, right? So it is a little bit breed dependent, but it's a pretty good indicator. For example, if a chicken develops very pronounced wattles and a very red comb, starting around week four, you know, maybe even a little bit earlier, you probably got a rooster. The hens don't start to develop the red comb, like the large red comb in the wattles, until they start laying. They stay fairly short and small until then, but the roosters, you'll start to notice it develop fairly early. Something else you can look for, and I don't personally go on this very often, not until they're older at least, but around week four, week six to week 10, you can start looking for indicators such as hackle feathers, saddle feathers, and tail feathers. Roosters will, pretty much beyond a shadow of a doubt, start to grow longer, more obvious tail plumage than the hens will. The hens tend to have a shorter, stockier build, and they tend to have a more upright build. You'll notice that the roosters will tend to lengthen out, and they'll start to develop those long tail feathers. So that's that, you know, starting probably about week 6 to week 10, and then beyond week 10. Week 4 is a little early for this. Around week 4 is when I tend to use the comb and wattles. That takes us up to about week 10. Beyond week 10, it honestly starts to become pretty obvious, although, like I said, there are some that are androgynous. Really, the only way you're going to 100% know if you have a hen or a rooster is when they start laying eggs, and sometimes when they start crowing. There are hens who will crow in certain situations where, like, for example, if it's a very dominant alpha hen, she might start crowing even though there's no rooster around, simply because somebody's got to protect the flock, and I guess she's decided that she's going to do it. So she adopts that secondary sex characteristic of crowing. It is not super common, but it's not uncommon, and it's definitely not unheard of. I have people messaging me all the time saying, my hen crowed, what's going on? But it can happen, but that is definitely not something I would personally go on. If the chick starts crowing at, say, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 10 weeks, you probably have a rooster. The hens crowing is something that only happens in sort of very specific situations. It is not a common thing at all. So if your young chick is starting to crow, you're starting to see the desire to crow, then you likely have a rooster. So that is today's video. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have enjoyed today's video, please go ahead and click the subscribe button. And if you are watching us on YouTube, please be sure to click the notification bell so that you can be notified about when we upload new videos. If you have any questions about raising backyard chickens, please go ahead and leave them below. I'll do my best to answer them. Please also go ahead and give us a like if you have enjoyed this video. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Bye!